And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Stylefile, where we cover everything and anything on the business of fashion. I'm Adeline Chung. This week, we have with us Nurul and Amira Zulkifli, the sisters who founded the modest fashion label, Mimpi Kita.
When we first started, of course, we wanted to create something which is wearable. But at the same time, we want to be creative in the design part.
And then the prints.
Our signature.
Yep.
Every season, we have our own prints.
Right.
There's a story behind it.
And finally, Emma Chong Johnston, managing editor of Elle Malaysia, talks about the striped shirt, a staple that'll never go out of style.
So there's so many things you compare them with. If for like a really classic kind of 2017 look, you could use, you know, those knee-length pleated skirts. Those are still really big this year. But really, you can pair them with anything. I think that's the beauty of a shirt.
But first up, our style maker for this week, Nurul and Amira from Mimpi Kita. Mimpi Kita means our dream in Malay. Started out as a virtual blog shop by the three sisters, Nurul, Amira and Shahira Zulkifli in 2008. Now a year later, they opened their first boutique, started humbly in their father's office. With only a small space, the label garnered a tremendous response, netting them five digits in sales despite not even having any signage. Today, Mimpi Kita's flagship boutique is in the popular Bangsa Telawi area, with their items sold in Isetan Surya KLCC, Fashion Valley, and even at two stores in London. Despite rocky beginnings and the steep learning curve, the label has had an impressive past few years. Mimpi Kita has been a regular participant in the KL Fashion Week, Malaysian International Fashion Week, and in 2015, they even showcased their designs at the London Fashion Week, marking their first foray in the European market. With their diffusion brand Mkita, featuring affordable stylish basics, the sisters have a piece of clothing for every woman from all walks of life. In the studio with me today are Nurul and Amira, and they'll be telling us about what they've been up to since the last time they were on Stylefile in 2013 and their upcoming Lebaran Raya collections.
There's a lot had happened since the last week.
The way.
I mean, we actually showcased at London Fashion Week.
Oh, yeah.
That was
in 2015.
It was
surreal, crazy.
I cannot stop thinking about it. We went to this one entrepreneurship course in Oxford University, and they actually advised us on like how to penetrate into UK
what
market.
What to do. And
we spent one and a half years to do
research
on like what's their culture, what kind of clothes they wear. And then it's a long process.
Yeah. Right.
It's not just, you know, showcase and then you can move on, you know.
It's actually the process after the show.
Yeah. You need to create the brand awareness over there. It's hard.
Was it different designing a collection that you would be debuting overseas than one debuting here back in KL?
I think it's the same.
I think that's when we realised that we actually need to have a proper collection, like by seasons. Mm. So that's when we started.
That's important.
We started focusing.
The brand aesthetic, still the same.
Yep, right.
I mean, we cannot run away from what Mimpi Kita is, you know. But of course, we need to know like how to tackle into that market. I mean, traditional wear won't suit that kind of market. I mean, environment, culture. It's not just about the design. It's altogether the workmanship.
Yeah, the materials. You know, and a lot of thought and process are, you know.
They are very particular. When they buy, they want to know like, not just from the outside, from the inside as well. The quality, the care card, the care label. They are very particular in terms of that. And also from where you source your
fabric.
Yep. Who actually produce your clothes. They are very particular on that as well. So a lot of things...
We actually learn from that.
Yeah, we
that's
learn.
That's a good, deep learning, I would say.
Yes, but it's actually very stressful few years.
Stressful, but in a good way, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, we actually open up our eyes, like how this thing, you know, they run this thing. And then we actually launch our diffusion line, which is called Ankita last year. This new line is actually something that we wanted to do a long time before this. So Ankita is a basic wear, whereby the pieces is very laid back. Mm-hmm. It's actually, we create that to complement Mimpikita pieces, which is more elaborate. So like it's like every day. You can wear it every day.
Mm-hmm. And then the good thing about this Ankita is that part of the sales will go for a charity.
CSR love for you.
Yes.
In the last interview, you were only in the industry for about 4 years. That's when you first started. And you mentioned how the stress of the business was still very intense. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you found a routine and learned a lot, you know, especially you've been to London and, you know, going through all these, I would say, great opportunity.
Yep.
How have things changed for you both personally?
From the last time we spoke, of course, we've learned a lot. Mm-hmm. One thing is, you know, this is a family business, sister's business. After a few years, then only we overstep, like, you know, Mira wants to do this, I want to do this. So now that it's been like a few years, we know already, okay, Mira, you handle this thing only. You handle the finance part, the HR. Once you delegate things, you can, like, you know, run things smoothly.
I know Mimpikita does bridal wear as well. And you've also recently did a bridal fashion show, which is the first bridal fashion show for you both. How was it?
It was pretty intense.
Because bridal is a different thing, you know. You need to make it look perfect because it's like made to measure. So when we did the runway, it was a bit intense. And
especially, you know, bridal wears, it's someone's dream to, you know, put on a lovely white dress on their big day.
Imagining it's Elisa, and, you know, because, and then Nuru was pregnant. I mean, she is still pregnant. And it was our first bridal show. So it was really, but it was good.
It turns out well.
Yeah.
You mentioned that throughout the design process, you see your designs as wearable art. Tell us more about this. You know, how is this different from the norm?
When we first started, of course, we wanted to create something which is wearable. But at the same time, we want to be creative in the design part.
And then the prints.
Yeah.
We come up with our own prints. So I think that is the...
our signature.
Yep.
Every season, we have our own prints.
Right.
There's a story behind it. Yeah. So actually, Mimpikita, the fundamental is about these three sisters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So every collection, you will see these three different style. Mm-hmm. You know, there's me, let's say a jacket or trench coat, but it cannot be like a straight cut like that. It maybe a bit something of ruffles or something.
Just you need some designs on it. What about you, Mira?
I'm more like Ankita.
Basics.
Basics.
So you see like a box cut tops, I imagine that to be Mira.
Yep.
And then Shera, she's very demure, she's very sweet.
So Nuru already know what I like and what Shera's like. So
you just put all your styles into the whole entire collection. Yes. Now this is very interesting because I want to know for your spring and summer 2017 collection. Mm-hmm. Now, what can we expect?
It's already out in our stores since January, February.
This year.
Yep. So that one was the one we collaborated with Anik Guttal, the French fragrance.
The fragrance house. Yeah. How did you marry, like, you know, French style with more traditional Malaysian design?
When we got the offer last year, we were like so excited, you know.
Yeah,
this is Anik Guttal. We always love Anik Guttal, you know. So yes, that perfume, I imagine this girl to be very sweet, feminine. The rose pom-pom perfume is very sweet.
Yep.
It's made of roses and peonies. She's fun, she's flirty. So you will see a lot of soft pastel colors.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see a lot of stripes
in this collection.
In this collection, a lot of stripes. And then we actually have four prints for this collection. We call it, one is rosy, one is diamond. And then we have, oh, the one I'm wearing right now, it's called Orisa. And then we call the other one, where we got it from, the stripe prints. So altogether, there's four prints.
But what was the response like since you've launched it?
Alhamdulillah, it was really good.
Is it still ongoing?
Up until April before we launch our Raya. It's okay.
This Raya, I think this Raya season is like crazy.
It's crazy. Raya season is crazy. Yeah. So now I want to know about your Raya collection. So what do you have for this coming Raya?
Okay, we just launched
the
Bespoke at Singapore Modest Fashion Weekend. So for Bespoke, it's made to measure, whereby our customers can come to the shop and view the pieces, and we can custom it according to their sizes. And also they can choose color, different fabric. This year we decided to go more pastels colors, because last year we did
wool,
very strong wool colors. So yes.
What about your Lebaran 2017?
We have five prints, and then we actually have different set of collection for Fashion Valley.
Right.
And then we have different set of collection for Mimpi Kita in Bangsa and Isetan and our online. Because, you know, last time there's too many same pieces. I don't want that to happen again like last year. So that's why we separate the Fashion Valley collection.
Yeah, because you cannot get what Fashion Valley is selling. You cannot get it.
Right. So you want to separate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be a different
design.
I
think it's a better idea.
Yeah. But we don't really produce thousands. We still want people to feel that it's exclusive, you know?
We don't want to bump into someone else at Raya Open House and wear the same thing, right?
But I think these few years...
And mostly our ready-to-wear is actually you can mix and match.
Right.
So I think you can... Mix the
you need to be, I mean, adventurous, you know.
Will you be debuting your new ready-to-wear next month?
Yes.
Tell us more about your pieces. I know you don't have a name yet.
No name yet. Last year, we did something about this girl who is a Nyonya girl. She married to a Indian guy, so that's her first raya. So I created like a collection for her, like
inspired by her
Nyonya culture. So this year we decided to go towards Mediterranean, a mixture of a bit of Indian and a bit of Moroccan, Turkish. You will see a lot of that colorful this time around. The cut, we still stick to like the traditional Malay cut, and a lot of the pieces, of course, I need to wear it, so a lot of it is loose.
Most designers has gone into ready-to-wear, especially for this coming Raya collection. You know, even Dato' Tom Abang Selfie is going into their new ready-to-wear collection. Now, do you think that it's much easier for consumers compared to tailoring a new piece?
I think it's easier. But yeah, of course, it's not just when you say ready-to-wear. Most people say it's easy, it should be cheap, but for us, it's a lot of work. You know, we work 6 months ahead. I mean, for us, the prints, there's a story behind it, you know. Every piece needs to be cohesive and it tells you something. Not just, you know, just build a collection, pieces and you
see. And for the sake of building, you know.
No, it's something more than that. It's easier for them to, like, you know, buy, just go and try and buy. But for us,
it's easier to grab.
It's a lot of hard work. But we don't produce like masses whereby we can sell it cheap.
You still cap it as standard.
Yeah, so
the quality.
The quality, the quantity of each design.
Now, so, maybe Kita's designs, I know that, you know, you mentioned it's always colourful, you know, and always made to mix and match. So is it a challenge to create pieces which all your work well together?
I mean, it needs to look good on everyone. So that's a challenge also. I mean,
maybe sometimes it look good on us, but you know, but then again, it's different. Entirely up the person itself, the individual, how you want to mix and match, whether you're adventurous or not, you know.
And then different body type, whether you can suit that kind of cut or not.
So that's why sometimes in the process, we always ask the team. So
it's a long process. And
like it is,
a lot
I'm
of,
sure.
Yeah. Back and forth. Yeah.
Now, your brand has been a success and you've proved that you both don't need a fashion degree to break into the fashion world. Mm-hmm. You know, you've been around since 2008. It was a steep learning curve for you all. So what do you have in line for Mipikita?
Okay, seriously, we are still learning. Yeah, it's like going to school every day. And to say that you don't need a fashion background, fashion degree,
right.
I think yes, you need. Don't follow our footsteps. It's not right. If possible,
but
if
look
you,
at Mipikita now.
If you,
yeah, but the learning process is
longer.
You know, like longer, yeah.
Longer, you know, you can actually reach where we are now, like maybe years
ago.
I mean, I love to create beautiful things, but I mean, I have to like be realistic that the business side also has to go together. You know, in order for you to create, you need to
get to be strong.
And, yeah, the money. I mean, has to. It's tough. So what's next? Of course,
we have actually two collaborations.
Yeah. We have collaboration for Raya. We have with Dida Cosmetic, and also shoes with Nelissa Iman for Raya.
No, that's for this coming Raya 2017.
Yes.
Wow. What can we look forward together with Nelissa Hillman?
That's like 8 different designs to complement the Raya pieces.
Yep.
Oh, we're so excited for that.
Yep.
That one also going to be launched next year, next month.
Yep.
And then we have, with Dida, we have lipsticks, a few colours that actually speaks for the girl that we create for this collection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Who's that girl?
You'll see. Next one. And then, of course, now we're working on Fall Winter 17 and then also Spring Summer 18 that's going to be showcased at KL Fashion Week. And then hopefully we need to continue with London and maybe we're going to try another market. Maybe go into Paris for trade shows. Hopefully after I give birth. So, that's a lot of other plans as well.
Right.
Yep. So for now, I think we need to make the brand awareness in London much more stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's a lot of work needs to be done for London, I think.
So finally, for those who would like to buy Mipikita's Raya collection, where is it available?
Of course, at our boutique in Bangsa. Jalan Telawi 2. And then online, www.mimpikita.com.my. And then Isetan KLCC, second floor.
Yep.
We've been in Isetan KLCC since last year.
Yep.
March last year. So it's been more than 1 year. Yeah. Also Fashion Valley. But it's a totally different pieces, different look from what we have at our store Isetan and online. The prints only will come out only during Raya only. Our prints is limited. So you need to get everything.
That was Nurul and Amira from Mipikita. With such a broad variety of women's wear, I might just head over to their Bangsa boutique myself this week. Now, after the break, Emma Chong Johnson, managing editor of Elle Malaysia, breaks down this week's style trend, striped shirts. But before that, here's Lord with White Teeth Teens, played at Marissa Webb, Fall Winter 2016 in New York. This is Starfile on BFM 89.9.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BFM 89.9, it's Adeline Chung on Stylefile. Next up, Emma Chong Johnson of Elle Malaysia talks about why striped shirting is probably the most versatile piece of wardrobe you'll ever come across. And today, we're talking about striped shirts. So, are we talking about similar to boyfriend t-shirt?
So the shirt itself, so I mean, we've talked about white shirts like many times before, and that's kind of a big thing this year and last year as well. And so we've seen a lot of different variations of the classic shirt, and this is, you know, just another one of those. So yeah, so the kind of stripes we're looking at, primarily blue and white, like very kind of like banker stripes, you know, traditionally quite business-like. But these, like the white shirt, come in lots of different variations. So things like off-the-shoulder tops, things with like kind of waist ties, things like, you know, there have been lots of big sleeves and kind of ruffles and things like that. So all like the new shirt shapes that we've seen, but in stripes.
But I think, you know, it's perfectly paired together with like, you know, denim,
yes,
leather pants, skirts. It's more casual.
Yeah.
But do you think that, you know, it's more of a day wear and not really a night wear?
Yeah, it's not necessarily like a formal evening wear look.
But is there a way to up the game a little bit for night wear?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the thing about a lot of these shirts is that they kind of purposely are playing around with the idea of what a traditional shirt should be. So a lot of them are sexier than your normal shirt. I mean, if you think of like Self Portrait, one of his most popular shirts this season has been this kind of off-the-shoulder striped shirt with kind of these big ruffles. And that's like, for a shirt, it's very sexy. And it's only a shirt in kind of the looser sense of the word, because it uses like cotton shirting and it's that blue and white stripe. So I think, a lot of them can be, if you, depending on the styling, you know, you can really style them to be look more casual or to look more formal.
What are the best runways that you've seen so far?
Oh, there's so many of them. So Self Portrait, I think, has done the shirts really well. And kind of people like Victoria Beckham, they always do that, kind of take those kind of classic looks and twist them around.
So I feel that, you know, in terms of like striped shirts, you know, and you mentioned earlier that it's a banker kind of style. So it may show, it may portray like it's more of a masculine kind of trend. But how do you change it, style it in a more feminine way?
Well, I think that a lot of the designs do kind of play around with that already. So
apart from off-shoulder.
Yeah, and you know, they have a lot of, you know, with ruffles and the sleeves and kind of more attention to the waist. And kind of, so I think they're already kind of contrasting that feminine-masculine thing. But to make them look more, you know, if you think of a shirt, it really goes with everything. So there's so many things you can pair them with. If for like a really classic kind of 2017 look, you could use, you know, those knee-length pleated skirts. Those are still really big this year. Or, you know, a crisp shirt with lace. That's that's a very nice kind of combination. But really, you can pair them with anything. I think that's the beauty of a shirt.
So how would you style it if you were to own a striped shirt? What would be your best look?
I think that shirts and denim are a really kind of classic combination, especially the new denim that we're seeing this year. So a lot of like frayed edges and kind of the straight legs. I think that's a very kind of classic, very French look. But, you know, I think shirts and like black leather look really good together. So if you have like black leather trousers or black leather skirt or like just different kind of textures, so like suede and metallics, the shirt kind of provides like a really nice basic, and then you can play around with like lots of different textures.
So if you're not going to splurge money to buy a striped shirt, which you can use your boyfriend's shirt or your dad's, you know, I mean, it's an oversized one. But would you spend money to buy a striped shirt that has different designs?
Yeah, I think, well, okay, so Zara has a ton of these, this kind of shirt. So you don't really have to look very far. But no, I think if you find one that really suits your shape and your style, it is worth spending a bit more money on, because, you know, it's a classic. It will stick around for a long time.
You can wear it anytime as
well. Yeah, wear it every day.
And that was this week's episode of Style File. If you've missed any part of the show, catch up with the podcast on www.bfm.my/stylefile and like our Facebook page, Style File on BFM 89.9. You can also download our BFM app on Google Play or the App Store. I'm going to leave you with a track by Warpaint called Love Is to Die, played at Joe Stewart Fall Winter 2016 in New York. This has been Style File, and I'm Adeline Chung on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.